Welcome to our show, The Sound of the Trumpet. I'm your host, Faith Marie Batsko, bringing you critical insight and revelation to position you securely in Christ for the season ahead. Hello, and welcome to The Sound of the Trumpet, to our latest broadcast that is titled The Rising of the Empire Spirit and the Revelation of the Christ. I will be addressing the things that the enemy is attempting to do right now in the earth and the revelation of the glory of Christ that is coming and the glory upon the sons of God that he has prepared for this hour. As we look throughout history and observe the wreckage over nations that is the mark of the ancient spirit of empire, that is seen in the havoc it has wreaked over a multitude of wars over the earth, with two world wars in the 20th century. This spirit invaded the hearts and the minds of ancient and modern rulers, moving them to grandiose and expansionist thoughts, inspiring the invasion and occupation of lands and territories of other nations. This empire spirit is now once again rearing its monstrous head, moving the peoples of the earth toward wars and rumors of wars, and possibly World War III. The aggressive, expansionist ideals of corrupt rulers are founded upon the obsessive desire to increase their sphere of influence, possess power, and economic dominance on the world stage. One such nation is China, now moving to expand its territory into the China Seas and its influence in East Asia and beyond the world. They are moved by global aspirations to dominate nations. Russia, by its recent actions, is revealing its desire to reclaim lands once lost, expand its territory, and reemerge once again as a global military power in the world. As prophesied in Scripture, a new phenomenon birthed from this spirit is presently emerging on the world stage, a new world order and a global empire governed and administered under global law. Governance of the new world order, established and ruled by the very wealthiest of the world, the elite, is now poised to emerge through the United Nations and its subsidiary organizations. This is not coming. It has already begun. After the COP26 conference in Glasgow, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, the author of the Global Reset, released a document on global law. It was entitled Global Law, to initiate this agenda. The UN is also calling for global governance by 2023, as declared in a newly released document entitled the OCA, Our Common Agenda Summit of the Future 2023, which will highlight the 12 spheres where governance will be employed. I will put the links to these two articles in the notes. This global empire, which the Book of Revelations and Daniel referred to as the beast, is unique in its composition and its ideology, where leaders of nations willingly surrender their authority to the seat and power of the wealthiest. This empire, now rearing its head, is the dragon of Revelation chapter 12, wherein this and many other passages, the beast is described as having seven heads, seven crowns, and 10 horns, representing nations that are in collusion and in agreement with the beast. Revelation 17:17 actually states this. It says, "For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled." The terror of this beast that marks it as unique from all others is that its ideology, founded on Marxism and fascism, is administered and governed through new advanced technology, artificial intelligence, advanced military supersonic weaponry, and cyber warfare, all providing it with the ability for absolute control over humanity and the earth. Let's read Daniel chapter 7, verse 7 and verses 23 to 24. You can look at that. It says, "Behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise." Revelations chapter 12 reveals that as the powers of heaven are shaken, it releases great warfare in the spiritual realms and on earth. Michael and his angels fight with this dragon, and the dragon was cast down along with his angels to the realm of the earth. Let's read Revelations 12, verse 12. It says, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." I believe this is what has presently taken place, as the scale of demonic infiltration of the heads of all spheres, all mountains, and nearly all governments is astounding and staggering. The enemy has come down, and along with their allies are moving at a rapid pace, planned over decades, but initiated in late 2019 when the takeover was sealed. Their agenda to seize control of all nations and to bring them under subjugation is now accelerating. The world is now under the sway of the global demonic rule of an Antichrist spirit that seeks to take down Christianity, the nation of Israel, and the people of God. Let's read Revelation 17, verse 13 to 14. "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." So the enemy, hidden over the ages, is now emerging into the light boldly and brazenly, displaying their power and control over the leaders of the world. Their agenda, though seemingly benevolent, will do nothing for mankind other than to supply power to the Antichrist spirit and the man of peace, who will come as a representative of the kingdom of darkness and Satan. Recently, a giant statue of a beast was positioned outside the United Nations headquarters in New York City. It is called the Guardian of International Peace and Security. You can find many pictures of this image on the internet. Revelations 13:1-2 says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." The dragon of Revelation 12 was intent on devouring the man-child given birth by the woman. The man-child represents the emerging sons of God, brought forth to rule with Christ and to legislate the heavens over the nations with Christ. The saints have been chosen and called in this hour to become history makers and to usher in the rule of Christ. The world and its peoples are presently traveling on a trajectory through the cross as it is purified, refined, and made ready to carry the King and to bear the weight of his glory at his return. The people of God, the intercessors, and the apostolic leaders of the global body of Christ must seek the kingdom for God's strategies, begin to implement them, and legislate the heavens as Daniel did with the Lord. This is the time for all people who love freedom, who love God, and love righteousness to be awakened, to mobilize, and to cry out to God for the solutions to the challenges of this age. God is the sovereign ruler of this world, and He alone has the agenda to turn this world right side up. Our King is coming with a kingdom agenda that is brilliant in wisdom, that is divine, that holds the answers to liberty and freedom. The world is now in crisis in every sphere. We are in trouble. We need a Savior. We need a divine intervention. The Lord has said in His Word that if we would humble ourselves, if we would turn from our wicked ways, if we would in all humility seek His face, He would hear our cries and He would heal our land. We are powerless to make any changes of significance without Him. As evil rulers seek to fulfill their agenda, our hearts must not become distracted from the harvest. The world is about to be shaken from its iniquitous roots by the supernatural power of the gospel, accompanied by signs, wonders, and miracles that unshackles the harvest. It's important to be spiritually ready. The world is also about to receive the revelation of the Christ in His majesty and power as He rises to extend His hand of love and forgiveness to the peoples of the world, to those willing to see, hear, and receive the gift He's offering of salvation and eternal life with Him. To receive the revelation of Christ is not only to see the majesty of His grace, but it is also to receive the revelation of His power, His righteousness, and His wrath against evil. This revelation of Christ is about to begin. As the Lord draws near, the very closeness of His presence will cause the demonic kingdom and the spirits of wickedness to shake, initiating great warfare in the earth. As great turbulence comes upon the earth, the people of God must be found rooted, grounded, and deeply anchored within Christ. We cannot afford to be shaken by the swirling events on the earth. The saints are called to be the ones who will say to those who are fearful-hearted, "Do not fear. God will come. He will come to save you. We abide in His faithfulness." Read Isaiah 35:4. It's so beautiful and so powerful for this time. The kingdom of God is advancing. It is drawing close as the veil gets thinner and thinner. All human structures will be brought low and come under the sway and the scrutiny of our mighty King as kingdom authority is established in the earth. As I wrote in my last word, Revelation 12 verse 5 is a prophecy of Jesus written in Psalms 2:9. It describes the man-child of Revelation 12 that will rule with a rod of iron. However, Jesus decrees this very prophecy over the overcoming saints of His ecclesia in preparation for what was to follow in the rest of the book. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 to 28 declares this. Jesus says, "And to he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessel, as I also have received from my Father. The Greek word in this passage for rod is the word rhabdos, and it means a baton of royalty, a staff, or an office of authority, a scepter. So Jesus received this rod of royalty and authority from his Father and has given it to his overcoming saints to execute and to enforce his mandate for global dominion. Let's read it in Psalms 2, verse 8 to 9, where God says, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron." Daniel declared, and Jeremiah demonstrated, that the heavens do rule. Israel became a nation once again after 2,000 years in 1948 and took back the city of Jerusalem in 1967 because the heavens do rule. We serve an omnipotent, unchangeable God who rules over all the affairs of the earth, all human government, and does as he wills. As shown in Revelation 17:17, it was God who put it in the heart and minds of world rulers to surrender their nations to the beast. As he will, in one fell swoop, take out the entire beast system. Revelation 18:2-4, and we will close with this, says, "Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues.'" People of God, it's time for a full consecration unto our God, to lay our lives down, fully surrendered to him in this most notable hour of history. It is the only safe place to be found in the center of his will, fully surrendered to him. He will take care of us. He will watch over us. He is faithful and trustworthy. Lord, I pray that you would instill that truth deep into the hearts of your people right now, that they will become the rock, the anchor, that the world will turn towards to find you in this hour of shaking. God, strengthen them with courage and faith to stand in this time, that they could even stand with joy and confidence in their hearts, knowing that you are with them, knowing that you are in them, knowing that your Holy Spirit is upon them. Hallelujah. We are called to represent God in this hour of history. We are the ones whom God instructs in Isaiah 35, verse 3, where he says, "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, 'Be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. in the habitation of jackals where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Amen and amen. God bless you to rise and become the courageous leaders He has created you to be. Amen. God bless you. Help us to get these words out to the body of Christ, to rally the troops and those serving the Lord on the front lines. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes and cpnshows.com. And please like and share with your friends. See the links below to our website and our social media pages. God bless you and keep you safe and hidden within Him.